Can you fix your childhood? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Shannon Shepherd, who had an abusive childhood growing up, and it kept getting worse and worse until she ended up in jail.
I think that for most of us, or for those of us who have had a hard childhood, we have these regrets and wishes and dreams, like, I wish I would have had a mom and dad who would have helped me, who would have guided me, who would have protected me, or I wish that I would have never found myself in that situation, or why did I do that? And I feel like the majority of my adult life, after I came to know the Lord, I started to regret things. Instead of moving on as a Christian strong believer, it was like, wait a minute, I realized the weight of the things that I did and what I went through, and it made my life a little harder, and I'd live in that misery and guilt and shame and pain.
Yeah, you know, I think that's true. I think many of us try to fix our childhood. You know, we spend a lot of time and maybe money thinking about the past, thinking about, gosh, what would my life have been if this didn't happen to me or if that didn't happen to me, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of almost like, wow, man, this is unfair. And some people can even get to the point where they're like, gosh, they get almost bitter with God because they're like, why did this happen in my life? Why did this event happen to me that has so injured me and wounded me that I almost feel like I can't move forward? Time isn't bringing healing. It's only bringing infection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where faith really makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says that he makes all things new.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think that's what we need. We can try to fix the past, but we cannot change the past.
Right.
But Jesus can bring something new.
Mm-hmm. He can bring healing into our hearts, and it's good to have forgiveness for ourselves, forgiveness for others. But ultimately, we can't change the past. We can't go back. We can only go forward. And that's what happened with Paul in his life. He went through so many trials, and yet he came up with a new good response.
Yeah, you know, he said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
Mm-hmm. And that's Paul, the apostle of Jesus, who went through so much in the past and as a believer. So let's look to the future. Let's hear from our next guest after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Young Living Essential Oils and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Young Living is the leader in 100% pure essential oils, providing natural plant-based ways to improve your health while replacing many chemical-laden products in your home. People have been using essential oils for thousands of years, even in the Bible. To order, just visit wearingsharingcaring.com today, and for a limited time, receive a free gift to help you get started. That's Young Living Essential Oils at wearingsharingcaring.com.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult,
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Shannon Shepherd, and she's going to share with us how she went through domestic violence, alcohol, drugs. Ultimately, she felt horrible rejection throughout her life, and we're going to find out what happened to her and how a ray of hope helped her when she was in jail. Let's welcome to the show, Shannon. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I understand your mom was a teenage mom. You ended up with your grandparents till you were five, but when she got back on her feet, you ended up living with your mom, but at that point, she was married to someone else who ended up abusing you. Can you tell me about that?
Well, my mother was very young when she had me, and I went to live with her and my stepfather. They soon got married after that. But it was just a lot of years of drug abuse. We had marijuana in our home all the time, alcohol, some pills. I just was exposed to a lot of things really young. A lot of domestic violence went on around me. Just a really unsettled childhood, pretty unstable. But I also went through missing my grandparents when I got taken from them because we moved from South Carolina to Oklahoma. So that was really hard on me.
Mm. What did you feel like, you know, as a young girl, as you're experiencing all these things, you lived around it? What was something that your heart was yearning for at that time?
Well, my heart always yearned for acceptance that I really never felt like I got, because my birth father really never was in my life. I never met him. So right away, there's a big void inside of my heart just from that. Mm-hmm. I just really never felt like I had a secure push in childhood. So I was always reaching for that love and seeking for that love. And my mom, you know, we didn't really have a good relationship the whole entire time I was growing up. So I never really had that mother, that secure, good relationship with my mother. I spent my teenage years just seeking. And, you know, we lived in a home where a lot of things were allowed around us. We didn't really have that protective hedge around us. Mm-hmm. But we seen things. We were just around a lot of crime and around a lot of things that we shouldn't have had to see as children. So you kind of get in survival mode after a while. Yeah. But my mom did the best she could. She really didn't have a lot to give me. And I know that now. But it just left a lot of emptiness. So when you leave a home where people were allowed just to kind of come around, there was people that would get inside of our home. You know, I did experience sexual abuse because our home wasn't protected.
Wow.
So when I went straight from that, I just ran. Like, you really never get that, you know, in between from when you're a teenager and you get to leave home peacefully. I was gone.
Oh, wow. So I understand you eventually got married and ended up in a divorce. You committed adultery and there was adultery happening and you were depressed. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, my first marriage, I just kind of flew into it. I left home at 17, flew into that and just didn't ever heal. My big thing was I did not heal from my childhood. And I witnessed a lot of adultery growing up. You know, that's what I knew. Mm. I did what I knew.
Yeah.
But when it hurt, I got high. When I was in pain, when I remembered my past, I got depressed. Mm. Maybe I wouldn't get out of the bed for a while. You know, when things come up, I went to other men. That's how I escaped. These were my escape routes that I had learned.
Yeah. So at that point, after you went through this affair and ended up in a divorce, you lost your mom in 2012. Then you lost your car, your job, your house. Just all these things started crashing in. Tell me where you were at in your life.
By that time, I was at my darkest. I had played around with addiction and running from my pain. Like, I was a runner. Like, I stayed. Like, God delivered me from running. But I ran and ran. But at the end of my 30s, probably about 37, I had ran myself into a corner, basically. Like, I had tried just about every drug there was. I was so strung out. I mean, I was horribly strung out on meth. I was horribly strung out on pills. I was cocktailing pills. I was a severe alcoholic. And when I started to lose everything, you know, my mother passed away. What should have scared me? Because my mother passed away from drug abuse. So what should have scared me kind of pushed me further into addiction. Mm. So that's when I lost it. Just everything, house, car, children. And we were just talking today about how when DSS knocked on my door, like, I knew, like, this is it. Because if I lose my kids, like, my children are the only thing I've got to hold on to. I had already lost my marriage, my vehicles, my job. And 2012 was a very hard year for me. Like, I choke up every time I talk about it. But the only thing I had was being a mother. And, like, when that was gone, like, I had no life left in me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you ended up actually going to jail. And it wasn't just once, but several times.
Yes.
Going to jail. Was it from the drugs or what were you doing that caused this?
The one time it was from fighting because I did have severe anger, like flash anger. But they were from drugs, like they were different charges. The first time I really felt a lot of shame was when I got busted for manufacturing methamphetamines. And that was so horrible because my children, everybody they went to school with, I drugged them through that humiliation with me. Mm. And then it was always just little stuff. Every time I got pulled over, I had charges stacked on me because I had drugs in the car. I didn't have insurance. I just did not care. I did not care.
Mm. You were pretty much hopeless.
Yes. Yes.
So at this point, you were going to jail for the fourth time. And this was December 31st, 2012.
Yes.
But something changed. And what was that?
Well, this time was a little different. And I don't know if it's because people were praying for me. That's what I like to think, that more and more people were praying for me. But this time, I was wanted. I had two warrants. I didn't show up for court. And I didn't pay some tickets. And so it was kind of closing in on me. You know, I was heading towards rock bottom, like, really fast. Like, I was plummeting right now. And it was New Year's Eve, and I was so exhausted. I had been sleeping from couch to couch and walking the street. And I had walked so much that week, and my hip was actually hurting. And I was just crying out to get out of this life. I really wanted to die. Like, I just didn't see where I could get from point A to point B and to get my kids back. But this time was so different. I knew it. I was at a friend's house. And I don't even know how they even knew that I was there, but the cops, they came in and they surrounded the place and they took me in. And this time I knew it was different. It was just like a relief. Like, I just kind of sighed with this big sigh of relief. Like, what took y'all so long? I'm tired. And when I got in the cop car, I'll never forget, the cop turns around and looks at me with this compassion in his eyes. And he said, "Are you warm enough back there?" And it was the sweetest look on his face, and cops weren't really that sweet to me because they had to see me so often, you know.
Yeah.
But I knew something was different. It was like, this is it.
Wow. Well, you know what? There are people listening and they're saying, I know today is different for me because I'm listening to this show and it's for me. And they need a change. They need a difference in their life. And we know now who can make that difference, and that's Jesus. And we're going to pray for them, but we want to hear what happened to you that changed your life that night. So we're going to have you on our next show. Thank you so much for being with us, Shannon. We're going to pray for our listeners.
Yes.
You know, I think this is a show that a certain portion of people can really relate to. And it's people who've grown up in an environment that has been chaotic. Not everyone has had just this nice, normal childhood. But actually, a lot of us, maybe even listening right now, have had a chaotic childhood where there has been no guardians, that parents have been distracted with drugs, and there's crime around us and all these types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we feel like we become our environment and our environment becomes us.
Mm.
But the truth is, Jesus, when he comes into your life, he says, "All things pass away. Behold, the new has come."
Mm.
See, Jesus came in order to make our lives right. We can't fix the past, but we can have Jesus fix our future. All we have to do is give our lives to him for a new start.
Mm-hmm.
And I sense there's someone right now is saying, "That's me. I feel like I've been gypped because of the upbringing I got, and I need something new. I need to be changed." So Father, right now, in Jesus' mighty name, I'm praying for that person right now for newness, Lord God, and of course for you, Lord Jesus, for a new future, God, no longer being held back by our past, but brought into a new future, letting you refather us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Just call out to Jesus, as An said, and he will give you a new path. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time for Real Life.